selling with authenticity.
It's building that relationship.
Think about the value.
Because you want to make that impact.
It can make you happier.
Elevate others around
us. Welcome to the Selling from the Heart podcast, your home for authentic, effective, and socially integrated sales strategies to help you master the art of selling. Join your co-hosts Larry Levine and Daryl Amey, along with some of the world's best sales thought leaders and practitioners, as we explore ways to help you grow your sales.
Hello and welcome back to the Selling from the Heart podcast. Your co-host, Daryl Amey, here today with Larry Levine. What's going on, Larry?
You know what? I'm so glad to be here. Another great day here at Selling from the Heart, Daryl.
It is a great day at Selling from the Heart, and it is a really, really fun right now just to see this movement of authenticity rolling out across all different industries, different countries represented here. It's incredible. We've got a phenomenal conversation lined up for us today. I think it's going to be fantastic. As we get started, Larry, I just want to say a huge shout out to everybody in the Selling from the Heart Insiders Group. This is the hub for authenticity right now. It really is. It's amazing, this group of sales professionals that is gathered together and being able to hang out and in essence, kind of do life together. Like we're this group of people is helping each other out along this journey of authentic selling. And I absolutely love it.
Yeah. You know, you used the word lifestyle a second ago, and I believe authenticity is a lifestyle. It's not a buzzword. It's not just something one day you decide, hey, I'm going to wake up and try this thing called authenticity because I hear it all over the place. No, does the walk match the talk? And in the insiders group, you'll soon find out the walk matches the talk.
Yeah. So if that sounds like something you go, wow, I'd like to be a part of that, come hang out with us. You can do that at sellingfromtheheart.net/insiders. It's on the house for 30 days. So come hang out, meet some new friends, and just develop and grow in your authenticity. It's going to be so much fun. And we look forward to seeing you there. Right now, Larry, it is an exciting time. And one of the things when we talk about authenticity that's really, really critical is that we're able to find our authentic voice. And our guest today is going to help us do that. And I can see her in the green room.
Oh, that was a great tee up.
Thank you. Well, let's just do it. Jen Gittimer, welcome to the Selling from the Heart podcast.
Jen!
It's great to have you here.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Hey Jen, we had so much fun in the Authentic Selling Challenge ago. We gotta have Jen back for round two. So welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We are too. We're glad you're here as well. We're gonna have a fantastic conversation today. But Jen, you know the question that every guest on the Selling from the Heart podcast answers, and that is, what does it mean to you to sell from the heart?
Yeah, sure. So, when I think of the heart, I think of the heart chakra. And I immediately think about what that means. And to me, it's about self-love first. And so you can't sell from the heart if you don't love first whatever it is you're selling, right? And so it's like you can't give your heart, you can't love someone else if you don't love yourself first. So this relates to selling, though, in terms of what are your products, what are your services, and how much do you really believe in them and love them? And so when I think of selling from the heart, I think of having that emotional connection, that personal. This is real life, people. This is real life.
It's real life. Good. That, good.
The dogs want to share their authentic voice and
they are doing just,
you know, sometimes what it is. So
we can always ask, hey, Jim, we can always ask the dogs, what's it mean to sell from the heart? We can get a whole interesting perspective.
Oh, yeah. Especially, you know, if there's a dog bone involved, there will be lots of heart. So to me, it's about being in love with and really believing in your products and services so that when you talk to a prospect or potential client, you can transfer that message from your heart. Because if you're just selling something to sell something to make money, well, cool. Anyone can do that. Like I can come and sell you this water, right? And I can make money selling this water, but I'm never going to get rich and I'm never going to truly feel fulfilled in life if this is not the best water on the freaking planet to me, like if I don't believe in this water that I'm holding. Now, let me show you something. This water over here, okay, is different, actually. It's pristine. It's from my Berkey water filter. And I do believe in this, okay?
Yes.
This water may look like this water, but this is shit compared to this, okay? There is a huge difference in the vibrational energy it creates in your body. You can already feel how I'm transferring that message differently, right? Because I'm selling to you, I'm speaking to you from my heart. And I really believe that selling is serving. And if we can approach it from that way, from that heart-centered way, we win every time.
So here's something that's interesting. So I want to go back to what you said just a couple minutes ago. And it reminds me that the hardest thing to do is really uncover the journey to your heart. And so often, I mean, I love hearing the responses when we ask, what's it mean to sell from the heart? And this kind of ties in because a couple of our past guests, Jen, have always said, it depends on what's in your heart. And another one had said, it's hard to sell from the heart if your heart's broken. And especially in sales, sales is just tough and it wears on your mind and it wears on your heart. So, you know, as we dive into the podcast, let's just take us on a quick journey on what are some of the things that our listeners can do to really go on that journey to uncover their heart? I'm just curious.
Yeah. So this is something that's really cool. First of all, like how connected are you to your heart? Like, can you feel it? And if you feel a passion for something, so one way to connect with your body is to really ask yourself, what does it feel like? How does it feel? And a lot of times I'll find myself thanking someone and I can feel gratitude. You can usually feel gratitude in your heart, right? And I often unconsciously will touch my heart because that's literally where I am feeling it in my body. And so the journey to that is really getting connected to it and uncovering what it feels like. And I know that sounds a little crazy. Like my husband, Jeffrey, would tell me that's so woo, you know, that's so like, whoa. Like,
but Jen, somehow I don't think he would say it just exactly like that.
No, there would be an F word and an expletive word in there. Like, it would not be just woo, but I am of this mindset of like, woo do. So like you can be woo and spiritual, yeah, and believe in all this energy and high frequency and frequency stuff, right? Vibrational energy. And there's the combination of that combined with doing. So actually not just sitting there and like, oh, I expect sales to come to me today because like I'm going to manifest it. No, you have to go out there and do whatever you can expect the sales to come to you. And you have to do whatever it's going to take to make that happen. So you can't just sit by and like, you know, it's just going to happen, right? So, but your question was
the magic. I was hoping to sit and meditate on our ideal client and they would start emailing
us.
That's
and that true. Is like, so, that is such a great start to connect with your heart and connect who mm-hmm. you're calling in. Right. And really understand who are you calling in? How do you serve them? How can you help them? That's where it begins for me. When you're thinking about unlocking your heart, like, and even unlocking your voice, as you mentioned in the beginning, it's really about making it less about you, the salesperson, and more, and if not all, about them, the prospect.
I love that. I think, going back to what you're saying about actually feeling it, right? Connecting with your heart and being there in that space rather than in the either the head space or the anxiety space or whatever, being in that place of being truly connected to who you are as you enter into a sales conversation. Right there, that right there is an incredibly powerful way to go about this. I like that. And I think that there are moments you can feel it, right? You can feel that. How do you get there? Like in the middle of a busy day, you've just checked 18 emails. Two of them were people canceling appointments. You know, your stuff's going on. How do you get there in the middle of crazy days? And I know you sold in New York. So if you can do this in New York, you can do it anywhere. How do you do it?
Yeah, you know, I was selling to a group in New York and they gave me the address of the meeting. And I forget the exact address, but it was, let's say it was like 42 7th Avenue or something, right? And I'm on the street wherever I'm supposed to go for the meeting. And I'm looking to the left of me and I'm looking to the right of me. And it's like 40 on the left and 44 on the right, but there's no 42. Like the middle is a parking lot, like an empty parking lot. I'm like, okay, something's not right here. What is going on? And this was a really big sale for me. And so I got in there early. It's freezing cold. I'm in my winter coat. In New York City, you carry your heels if you're a woman and you walk in your like normal tennis shoes. So I'm carrying my heels. I'm in my tennis shoes or boots because it's freezing. I have this 500-pound jacket on. I'm carrying my projector because back in the day, you had to bring your own projector. And I'm carrying my laptop, which was also like very heavy because they didn't make them lightweight like they did right now. And so, you know, I am like, just to get the picture, right? And it's starting to flurry. Like it is so cold outside. Yet even in the negative whatever degree weather, my body is sweating because I cannot find the address and I don't want to be late and I'm freaking out. Now, that kind of energy is not the energy you want to go into a sale with, right? You don't want to walk in and be like, hey, I'm here to sell with From the Heart. I swear, but I'm really pissed off because I couldn't find this meeting. Right? That's not how it works. And so I contacted my contact and it turns out she was on a plane to California for the next however many hours it takes to get from New York to California. So that was out. And I had no one else's contact in the meeting and something just I had this thought, like, what if they inverse the numbers? What if instead of 42, they meant 24? And I was like, well, it's only a couple blocks away. What do I have to lose? And, you know, and I walked down to the next to 24 and it happened to have been the right address. And so, which is so random, but God, universe, it's a real thing. And so I get in the elevator and I realize on that elevator ride up, which was only to the fourth floor, so not much time between lobby and four, I had about 10 seconds or so to hit a reset button, not in the elevator, in my body, in my mind, and in my heart. And if you walk into a sales call or a Zoom meeting with a client all pissed off about whatever just happened to you that they don't care about, quite frankly, you're never going to win the sale, right? And so in that 10 seconds, I hit this reset button within me and walked in as if nothing had happened. Was I pissed off? Sure. But, you know, it's an honest mistake. They weren't like purposely like, let's stress you out before the meeting, you know? And so just like dogs have that, you know, when a dog encounters something and then they shake it off, they shake their whole body. Humans can do that too. Dogs shake off multiple times a day. So anytime a stress thing comes through their body, they shake it off, they get rid of it, they let it go. We as humans tend to overanalyze it, keep it in our mind, keep it in our body, store it. Then it becomes fat and trauma and all these things that block us from getting to actual sales that we want. So just like, look at this, ready? You look like an idiot. Okay. You just take off all the stuff that's in you that you're pissed off about. And I tell you, you do that for 5 seconds, you are golden right after that because you just let out all of that negative stuff. And so I walked in, the meeting went great, got the sale, and it was a big game changer in my career. And all of that is to say, you know, you ask like, how do you keep a positive mindset or that high vibe when something is when you get a canceled meeting or something, stuff's gonna happen. Like stuff does, this is life. That's what life is. And you can't let it impact your heart. It's like you need to create a shield around your heart so that no one and nothing can break through and penetrate it and penetrate your heart vibes.
Oh, this is good. So I want to continue down this conversation because yeah. I know there's people listening that are going to say, Jen, right? I totally get it, right? It's easier said than done. But let's take this a little bit deeper. How does somebody who might be doubting some of this say, I get what you're saying. I love what you're saying, But man, it's hard to shake loose. I can't imagine shaking my hands and shaking this loose. What are a couple?
Especially if someone else is in the elevator.
Yeah, that, it could be done. But walk us through what could you do? I mean, let's just talk about it. Now that would be funny.
Shaking that would be funny, right? Like, excuse me, I just need to do my dog like shake off. That's one moment.
but seriously, having a really bad day.
But what could somebody do to maybe reconnect and recenter and so forth? What's a good couple of things they can do in 10 or 15 seconds?
Yeah. So the most important thing is actually realizing it's a choice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because if you get so stuck and caught up in the moment that you turn a bad moment into a bad day, you haven't taken a pause enough to know that actually that was a choice to continue having all that stuff happen. Right. So last week on Thursday, I woke up and my computer screen was totally like, I don't know. I went to bed. It was fine. I woke up. It was like an alien had taken it over. It was crazy. And I couldn't use my computer at all. So what do you do when your Apple computer is broken? You go to the Mac store. So I went downstairs to go to the Mac store, get to my car, and I have a flat tire. So, okay. So, and by the way, I found out that Teslas don't have spares. So now I have to call AAA to tow me to the tire center where they don't carry my tires in stock. And like just every single thing. And then finally I get to the Apple store and I'm there for 5 hours. No joke, from 2 p.m. till 7 p.m. So you can imagine that was a pretty someone could call it difficult. Someone could call it opportunistic. I don't know. You get to decide, right? That was a day in my life. And the minute I walked downstairs and the tire was flat, I looked up almost like at, I don't know if I was looking at God or whatever, but I was like, I get it. It's going to be okay. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to have a good day today. I'm going to figure this out. And I made a choice in that moment. And so the very first thing is literally making that choice. Because like I said before, like stuff's going to happen. And how you react and respond to it is everything. So you can lose a sale. And if you choose to be all pissed off about it and go into the next sale all pissed off, you're probably going to lose that sale too. Right? And so it's about how resilient you are and how you react and respond. And so when I'm at the Apple store for like going on the third hour, the salesperson is like, how are you not screaming right now? Like you are just so calm. I'm like, well, let me tell you, I didn't always used to be this way. And it takes a lot of breath work, a lot of just calming and grounding yourself right in the morning. And what would be the point of me getting angry right now? Like, would that actually help the situation or would that frustrate everybody, including myself, right? Mm. So, you know, it's a choice. And that's the biggest part of it. And then other techniques, you know, are doing things before it even happens so that you're grounded and you're in this place of calm already. Right? You could have stuff going on with family members. Maybe you're taking care of an older parent or, you know, something going on with your kids or what your spouse or a good friend, who knows? And it's all about being able to be calm for those people and yourself while still making sales and still impacting customers and making money.
I love that. I love that mindset. This is extremely practical and helpful. Thank you. And you know, one of the things that we really wanted to take a deep dive on is this whole concept of an authentic voice. Mm. How do you find, or as we talked about before the show, even activate your authentic voice? Would you be kind enough to coach us on how you'd go about doing that?
Yeah. So when I started my podcast, it's called Breakthrough Babe. When I started my podcast, I also do one with my husband, Sell or Die. But when I started my own, I thought it had to be perfect. It's like, okay, I'm going to do this really well. So I would record the podcast. I would listen to it. I would be like, oh, no, that didn't sound good. Okay, let me transcribe it now, rewrite it, and then re-record it, which is nuts. Okay. But I thought at the beginning, I'm like, I really want this to be a good show. So I'm going to figure out how to make it like perfect. And here's the thing. No one is perfect. At the beginning of the show, my dog sparked. There's not other than me getting up and picking them up and holding them and being like, it's okay, Zoe, don't bark now, right? Like, there's nothing I can do to prevent that. Stuff happens. And so I realized that I was removing all of the imperfection, I was removing authenticity. And the minute I stopped editing myself and re-recording myself and just went on the mic and started talking, and there would be moments in the show where I'm like, what is that word that, you know, describes, oh yeah, 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 it's this, right? And like literally, like it would happen in a real conversation, and my editor would be like, do you want me to edit this part out? I'm like, no edits, unless I, you know, really want to start a whole concept over and re-say it. Like, there's no edits anymore. Because I get to show up, and it's not have to, it's not need to, it's get to, right? This is an opportunity that you get to show up as you. And the minute I started doing that, I started getting so many more comments and DMs on Instagram and messages being like, I love that you're just you on your show. Like, I feel like I really know you and you're talking to me in my ear. And that was a big light bulb moment for me, because in this world of social media where everything is so perfect and polished and Instagram and, you know, like the Instagram perfection, right? We think we have to be that way too. But when you scroll, do you stop on the perfect stuff, or do you stop on the stuff that you're like, oh, what's this? That's not perfect. And I've just realized that in order to make more sales and connect, in order to make more sales, you need to form a relationship with people, more people, and connect with people. And the way to connect with people is to be yourself.
Oh, this is so good, because as I'm listening to what you're saying, I'm just envisioning right now a salesperson sitting in a sales meeting, and all of a sudden they screwed up a word. Or they forgot something. They said, can we have a do-over?
It wouldn't happen, right? Let's erase that and rewind. That's not real life.
It's not. And that's what I love what you were just saying, is because I learned a long time ago, I'm a one or two take guy shooting videos. I mean, most of the time it's one. Here's the video, and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
And I really think, especially in today's day and age, whether it's looking through the lens of a camera on your phone or a computer, or it's actually looking at somebody, you got one shot, and just make it the best shot and just go with it and see what happens.
Yeah. And, you know, there are so many things. Like, I've had women or clients even just say to me, like, I need to put on all this makeup or do hair or look perfect, or I'm afraid of whatever I'm going to say. What if it's not right? Well, when you're in a conversation with someone, like when we got on the show before the show, right? I'm not thinking in my head, well, what if I say something that's not right? You don't do that when you have normal conversations, because you're used to having normal conversations your whole life. But most of us are not used to being on camera our whole lives, because we don't start doing that when we're how old are you when you start talking? We don't start doing that when we're like 3 years old or however old you are, right? So it's this, something comes on in our brain when we see a camera lens or a video lens of like, oh my goodness, now they're going to start judging me. But really the only person that's judging you is you. And what I have started to think about that's really helped, that hopefully will help your listeners, is when you think about yourself in that context of like, well, what if I mess up, or what if I don't look perfect or whatever? It's a little selfish, because you're making the video and the content all about you. But when you just go on there and start to talk and think about, instead of thinking about yourself, asking yourself, what is my prospect need to hear? What is my client need from me today? What kind of value can I bring my client? What kind of value can I bring this potential client? What's an idea I can give them? You know, when any of that starts to happen, now you're making it about them. And you can more easily activate your voice because you're not like choking on your own insecurities.
Right. I love that. That's an incredibly powerful perspective. And I just think it's so funny. Here's what I'm thinking while you're talking. That's not how I was taught to sell, right? When I first started in sales, they said, this is what you wear. This is what you say. This is what you say if they say this, you know, and all of this stuff. And so much of selling, I think, is sadly, unintentionally, maybe, telling people, don't bring your authentic voice to the table. You know, do this, say this, be this. And then we wonder why we struggle to have people trust us. And I love the perspective that you're bringing here of saying, you know what, let's get me out of the way. whether you have to wear a business suit or whatever, it doesn't matter. Let's think about who we're serving, who we're talking with, and then let's think about how we can add value, and let's put ourselves to the side. You know, whether it's polished or not, doesn't matter. It matters if it's genuine and there's value.
Yeah, 100%. And there are moments in our life that happen and they cause, you know, they're just moments that happen and may cause us to stifle our voice. Maybe mm-hmm. someone didn't like what you said, or you got made fun of as a kid or whatever. Many people have a moment in their childhood that they can look back on and say, oh, I stopped using my voice to its fullest potential mm-hmm. on that day, right? And if that's you, then you can think about, okay, well, what do I need to do to get it back? What do I need to do? Because it's still within you, but what do you need to do to activate it? And there are techniques that you can do. There are actually chants that you can do that will help you activate your voice. There are techniques where you connect with different chakras that can activate your voice. It's like a lot of, you know, mind, body, spirit connection. And then the most practical part, I think, is really just stop making it about you and make it about them.
Yeah, this is good. Just one quick thing is two of my favorite words, Jen, are connect and relate. And I'm just a big believer that if you can connect and relate to somebody, watch what starts happening in the conversation. Mm-hmm. I think first and foremost, before that happens, you got to connect and relate to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then watch what starts happening to how you start engaging with conversation. And I struggled with this, you know, early on in my career, you know, in sales. And it wasn't until I just said, hey, you know what? I'm going to go on this discovery, finding out what really makes me tick. And once I found that, my conversations and how I started my conversations just started to take off in really terrific ways.
Yeah, it's interesting. Because it's like what I said at the beginning, you can't sell from the heart. If you don't love yourself or your products or services first, how can you get others to love them, right? And it's the same thing. Like if you are not connected and related to yourself, how can you connect and relate to others? And so that it brings it full circle.
we're so, you know, so many times I've said sales is the transfer of emotion mm-hmm. and belief. And so if the emotion's negative and the belief's not there, you know, hey, there's a good place to start. Oh, so good. Jen, I love this conversation. It's been so valuable and inspiring. The work you're doing with your sales retreats is incredible. And I'll just love all of it. I'm so excited for you. How can folks get more Jen Gittimer in their life?
Yeah. Connect with me on Instagram, Jen Gittimer. And let me know you listened to the show and heard me here. And I would love to connect with you.
Fantastic. Well, it's been a fantastic conversation. Really enjoyed hanging out with you today. Thanks for being you. And thanks for bringing your authentic voice to this conversation. And just on behalf of everybody in the Selling from the Heart community, we just want to say how much we appreciate you. This has been wonderful.
Yeah, it has. And thanks for bringing your dog on the podcast, too. That was awesome.
Anytime, honest. Anytime.
Zoe's welcome back anytime, Jen.
Okay, I'll let her know.
Awesome. What I knew this was going to be a fun conversation, and this took some turns that I think are really powerful. First of all, Larry, you've got to stop listening to the podcast, transcribing it, and recording it. We just got to quit doing that. We're gonna have to, we need to be much real here. No, this, but that type of mindset, that type of moment of just saying, you know what? Hey, look, I'm going to be me. I'm going to bring myself. I'm going to work, do the inner work so that I know myself, love my product. All of this stuff, so powerful and practical, and it doesn't get talked about very much, but the effects of not doing it, they're real. They're expensive in some ways too, right? I mean, this is a great example of the importance of the heart, and the old saying that soft skills yield hard dollars. This is an example of that, and being in touch with who you are and bringing your authentic self to your clients.
No, I'm a big believer, and I would just encourage people, that set aside the sales show. Everyone's caught on to the sales show. Let's catch on to who we really are. Watch what starts happening in these conversations. The more comfortable that you can make somebody feel about you, the more comfortable they're going to start opening up about things in their business. And those are the things that you need to help them do better business. But you got to bring yourself to the forefront.
That's fantastic. I absolutely love it. And This is the core. This is the heart of the matter, what we're talking about today. Well, if you want to hang out with some folks that believe these same things and are working towards finding their authentic voice, that are working towards becoming that authentic sales professional, we call it Selling from the Heart. Come join us in the Insiders group, sellingfromtheheart.net/insiders. We'd love to meet you. We'd love for you to hang out with us. And Larry, I'm excited. We've got an incredible roster of guests lined up here in the Selling from the Heart podcast in the months to come. I want to encourage everybody, if you haven't hit that subscribe button, this is the moment to do it right now, because you're not going to want to miss this stuff.
No, none whatsoever. We've always said, here at Selling from the Heart, it's about bringing authenticity to the forefront in a sales profession that desperately needs it. It's about bringing sincerity and deep business substance. So come hang out with us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you to everybody who's leaving reviews, sharing the podcast. It's helping drive this movement of authenticity in the sales profession. Till next time, keep being genuine, keep being authentic, keep adding real value, authenticate your true voice, and most of all, sell from the heart.